Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hey you guys, welcome to Steel Wars. I'm comedian Steel Saunders and I do love Star Wars, and welcome to our third annual 2017 San Diego Comic-Con blog pod, where you will follow my little adventures around the Comic-Con. And it is currently 11:28 a.m. on Wednesday. We'll be doing a new episode every day, and I'm on the train, the very noisy train, from L.A. to San Diego with our good friend from the Star Wars underworld, it's Dominic Jones.
Hey, Steel. Hey, everybody. I'm so excited for the horse race this afternoon. Isn't that going to be great? We're going to make so much money.
Well, we should preface that we're on this train, the Pacific Sun Rider or something, which is a quite a leisurely ride to San Diego, avoiding the freeway.
It's nice.
But the sad thing is every year Comic-Con opening day corresponds with opening day at the Del Mar race course. And I'm not sure if having both these groups in the train, if it proves that people that go to Comic-Con are really cool,
yeah,
or that people that go to the races are just dicks.
I'm going to say it's a bit of both. It's a bit of both. The crowd, it's a really interesting crowd, because like you see on the train, there's like people with, you know, Star Wars shirts and superhero shirts and stickers, laptops covered in stickers that say, "Have you seen him?" and "Your Snoke theory sucks." And then there are all these people who are dressed really fancy, and you know, it's sort of, you're going, you've got these two groups together, and it's just like, it's the only time you get these two groups together, really, you know?
Yeah, I thought there must have been some new Marvel horse racing film, and everyone had really sweet cosplay.
Yeah, so, you know, Iron Man's going to ride a horse or something. That's what we saw in the Infinity War trailer at D23, right?
Who can say? Who can say what we saw? But it was, we just bumped into each other on the train as, yeah, well. We've got a habit of this.
Yeah, this tends to happen. We did this in London, and now here we are again.
We are star-crossed nerd lovers,
yeah,
Dominic.
That we are. That we are.
So, no major Star Wars panel,
yep,
this year. Real shame.
Yeah. That's...
But we've still got our Friday Star Wars Day with new toys and books and, yeah, comics and all that stuff.
And don't forget steampunk.
Oh. Why are you trolling me?
I don't know. It's too easy.
It is too easy.
Shall we talk about like connections between the prequels and the originals in a minute, and how like spaceships coming in from the left mean something?
It's all connected, you,
yeah,
guys.
It's all connected.
It's all connected. And I guess the big mystery coming down is the Hasbro The Last Jedi, Luke Skywalker, yeah, Jedi Master, and Rey Jedi training outfit. There's been photos leaked.
Yep.
And now this morning, the Hasbro Toy Shop thing's been updated with those pics, with an announcement for online sales on August 14th, I believe.
Sounds right, yeah.
But there's been nothing about them actually being sold at Comic-Con. And people are jumping sort of to obvious conclusions.
Sure.
But for me, the fact that they haven't announced on the day that they'd go on sale,
yeah,
that they are on sale, my theory is that they haven't made it in time,
yeah,
from Asia.
The boat got lost or something, you know, it's just not coming. Yeah, it's odd because the past few years there has been that convention exclusive for the next movie. And this year we got Thrawn, which is cool, but nothing really. And so Luke would make sense about 2 years too late, but... It would make sense. Rey would make sense, but
Yeah, well, for the last 2 weeks, I saw Bresnikan in a bar late at D23. And yeah. I was saying, dude, I've been every morning I wake up and check your Twitter feed to see if you've announced these Hasbro figures.
Right, right, right.
And he was sort of saying that someone in publicity there is different, so he might not be doing it or whatever. But you never know if Bresnikan.
Yeah.
But yeah, still nothing. No official word, but such good figures.
Yeah, they look great. Mm. They look great. I mean, the Luke looks good. Luke looks good. I love Rey's new costume.
Mm-hmm.
Rey's new costume. It's very much, it's a nice sort of mix of prequel Jedi with what we saw in Force Awakens. I think it's a good look for her. And Luke looks pretty much how he looked at the end of Force Awakens. It's pretty much a Force Awakens figure. I mean,
yeah.
I like to think of it as the last Force Awakens figure with Luke and the first Last Jedi one with Rey.
Oh, sunrise, sunset.
Yeah, exactly.
Cats in the Cradle and the Silver Spoon.
Little Boy Blue and the Man in the Moon.
Yeah. Well, because I've got the other two. I've got the Jin and the Stormtrooper.
Stormtrooper, yeah.
So I wanted the extra, because I don't collect the Black Series normally.
Yeah, yeah.
But I like having the little boxes, so who knows?
Who knows?
I smell a rat, Dom. I don't think things have gone to plan.
No.
One theory that someone tweeted me was that they'll announce the figures at their panel, then it will go on sale. And to me, that's just making...
That seems like a recipe for disaster.
Yeah.
Because you're going to announce to the most hardcore fans, the ones who are in that room, but they're not going to be the ones who can go and buy it because, you know, as soon as the word goes out on the convention floor that, oh my God, Luke and Rey are available, it's going to be mass chaos. And, you know, I mean, I remember when the Stormtrooper went on sale on preview night 2 years ago, going over there and it was chaos. And I saw the tail end of the chaos. And then, you know, going back to the hotel and reading that, like, somebody had gotten robbed, somebody had gotten punched. And it's like, it's a bleeping Stormtrooper, man. It's not even that cool.
But it was the first big
thing. I know.
But it's not worth, like, when I got there, and, you know, you can go listen back to that one in 2015.
Yeah.
I sort of get let in the door, record myself running to the Hasbro booth.
Right.
And it was just World War Z. It was just people climbing on people.
Yeah.
And then I was just like, well, no, this is not for me.
Yeah.
I'm going to go get my little teddy bear.
Well, the weirdest thing about D23 last weekend was that the Funko booth was very orderly and calm, because I'm used to the Comic-Con Funko booth where you get within 10 feet of the thing and you're like, nope, turn in the other way. I don't want to get into that mess where people are. Yeah, it's like World War Z. And I, after Comic-Con 2015, we had Christy Golden on the SWU, and she told us that she had heard that some little girl had gotten her arm broken at the Funko booth in 2015. It's
I told her not to mess with me. The Funko, I'm interviewing Funko on tomorrow.
Right.
So that's some good sizzle for everyone to stay tuned.
Yeah.
Tomorrow's show. Tomorrow we'll have Funko, and on the Friday episode we'll have Hasbro. I'm taken by the phenomenon.
Yeah.
Because when they first came out, like the pops, I don't know if I saw them with Star Wars or what I saw first, but I was just like, oh yeah. What, like nothing.
Yeah.
I'm still like that. They don't really...
I look at them and I'm like, I don't get it. Mm. I don't get it. And maybe that's why Funko didn't ask me to interview them. Because the only time I bring it up is, I don't understand. I don't get it. But, like, I know Ben, my co-host, he loves them. And he's all into them. He's collecting them like crazy. And Patrick does, too. And, like, I look at him. I don't get him. And, like, I was staying with Patrick during D23. And I was editing my Game of Thrones podcast. And he brought over the Daenerys Targaryen pop. And he's like, here's a little something for while you're editing. And I'm looking at it. I'm like, even like seeing it out of the box, I'm like, I still don't get it. I thought they were like bobbleheads, but the head was like rock solid on there. I'm like, so it's just basically a cartoon Amelia Clark with a giant head.
I would rather it not bobblehead.
I would rather it bobble a little bit.
Bobbleheads.
No,
they're done.
No, you're not into bobbleheads.
It's like the turn of the century yo-yo or something.
I don't know. I like bobbleheads, but maybe that's because I grew up in like a really a sports mentality, and bobbleheads are a big deal in sports. So,
gotcha.
So, like, you know, I remember, like, desperately wanting the bobbleheads of the, like, 2002 Canadian ice hockey team for the Olympics and getting like one and being like, oh, okay, this is good. I got the Mario Lemieux, but I wanted them all. I wanted the whole thing the same way I want every single Black Series figure now, but can't buy them.
I'm totally drifting off with all this sports talk, Dom. Dom's a double agent. He's got like a...
Yeah.
What's the hat you've got
it's
on?
I got Toronto Blue Jays. It's MLB baseball. Major League Baseball. It's got a stormtrooper on the brim of the cap.
Yeah, see, so he's going both ways.
I'm going both ways, yeah.
He's putting a bet down on each side. It's not right. Choose a side. Get off at the races or...
Yeah.
You know, stick no,
I'm, well, I'm definitely not getting off at the races.
what's your thing that you're looking forward to?
Well, I'm looking forward to all this Star Wars Friday day stuff. You know, the Hasbro and Del Rey. But there's one that I'm looking forward to on that day. It's the judges on Star Wars panel, where they're going to have a bunch of, like, judges, like justices from the court. They're going to come and talk about, like, Star Wars and take it really seriously and try and put it in legal terms and stuff, like the in-universe things.
What? Like in-universe laws?
Yeah, or? Like if this happened, what would the legal ramifications of it be? So, like, could you technically, would owning droids be legal? Like, is that slavery?
Ah.
Is, you know, I missed the one last year, and I remember this line in the description was like, Han's legal justification to shoot first and things like that.
Gotcha.
And so, like, I'm interested in seeing that because that's one of those panels that could go both ways. It could be really boring and really dumb, or it could just be really silly and funny. So, like, I hope it's one of those things where you take it really seriously, but with your tongue firmly planted in your cheek. Like we know we're being ridiculous here. So I'm looking forward to that and just kind of being a little bit silly.
Well, I'm not sure if they're going to do it, but always my highlight of any convention is the Hasbro Q&A.
Yes. I love the Hasbro Q&A.
Because you get some nutbag collector that has a 20-minute manifesto that he's been rehearsing all year.
And then he goes, and then my question is...
he's got this big manifesto about articulation and...
I remember the New York last year, there was a guy who was going on about, like, the oil that goes into making the plastic and stuff, and it just went on and on.
The punchline of that was, like, one of the panelists said, didn't you ask this question last year? I was in hysterics. Yeah. I was in hysterics. And I also like those guys when they answer questions, because then when I have to do the one-on-one interviews, I seem like the most sane
person.
Super
normal, Yeah, we go up and we're like, so what goes into making the figure? And they're like, oh, let me tell you this. And then those guys are like, so on the hand of the stormtrooper, the finger
sir,
is a
sir,
little bit...
I've been monitoring the international price of petroleum, and... the increase in figures has been substantially more than that. Also, I won 47 points of articulation. Thank you.
This is why I interview them and not Chris for Star Wars Underworld. You get Chris going about Hasbro figures. He'll get into some of the petroleum prices and stuff. It's interesting, but it's also like, I'm not asking them that.
Yeah, well, there's a time and a place. I know when I did the interview with Kathleen Kennedy.
Yeah.
And the comments on YouTube, it's like, why didn't, like, pretty much just saying, why didn't you yell at her? And it's like...
So stupid. It's ridiculous. Yeah, like, you're going to get this moment with the person, and you're going to be a dick to them.
But there's just a time and a, like, appropriateness.
Yeah, there's a time to, like, you know, be like, why don't we get this? Why isn't that happening? Yeah. But it's not in the press line at Star Wars Celebration.
But we are now, the train has hit one of my favorite parts where out of one window we can see Surf Beach.
Yeah.
On the other side we've got California. It's very luxurious. Well,
yeah.
Dom, we've got our Pacificos. We'll chink them and to a great convention.
Absolutely.
All right, you guys, it is now 2:03, and I'm waiting on a corner in San Diego for the Gonk Droid, Tony Medina himself, to pick me up with Blake. They just found out where I was, and they're like, we'll come get you. So now I'm just standing on a corner waiting. So I'm in San Diego, beautiful sunny day. That's all I've ever seen in San Diego. And I'm a little bit far out from the convention to get full buzz, but we've got some banners. It's very exciting.
I'm going to throw this in the front because I'm not letting anyone sit up there.
Hey, Blake.
Howdy, Steel. How you doing?
What's wrong with your car?
Someone tried to break in it while I was sitting outside Disneyland.
Oh, that's not the happiest place anywhere near Earth. Blake's window's completely shattered, everyone. Hey, Tony.
Hey, Steel. Long time. Yep.
I saw you like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, I know. I'm the best Uber driver we've ever seen. We normally go like months without seeing each other, so it's pretty interesting. I'm seeing a lot more of you now. It's really good. Hop in.
I'm illegally parked in the street. I'm illegally parked in the street. Get in the car, Steel.
You got a big beard and a nose ring. No one's going to mess with you. All right, it's now 2:20. We're in Tony Medina, the Gonk Droid's hotel elevator.
Hi, everyone. We're inside my hotel elevator.
Let's do it.
When have you been to the beach? You've got sand in your sunglasses.
Do I?
Yeah.
I have a ton of sunglasses, so...
Tony Medina owns multiple sunglasses.
Multiple. I'm sponsored by Ray-Ban. It's not many people know that.
All right, ladies. He's in room 304. I don't know what the hotel is, but if you go to every hotel in the Gaslamp District...
Wait, the Hotel Grand Hotel. There you go.
It's the Horton Grand.
So if you're really pretty and desperate, Horton Grand. And the hotel room, you can feel like you're being wined and dined in the 18th century. Did you carve out this bed yourself? That's a lot of woodwork. All right, you guys, it is now 4:03, and I just had a quick stroll, a little preview stroll, a pre-preview night stroll of the floor. Everything's still getting set up, but I managed to sneak a peek, and lo and behold, the Rey and Luke figures are here. They are on display and ready to sell. Little fold-out book shenanigans, two of them together. So I'm very much hoping to get my mitts on those. What else did I see? I saw the Raftar. Hasbro are doing a Raftar 3¾-inch beast, which is pretty sick. And Itty Bitties, I'm not sure what they're for. They might be exclusives just for the store, but I saw carded... A New Hope Luke and Leia Itty Bitties, which was very exciting. And an Imperial, like a First Order someone in a suit. So that's pretty cool. I saw the full-sized Mark Hamill Lego Jedi Master Luke and the Hot Wheels Kylo Ren's, what is that? The Silencer tie. Silence, TIE Fighter. Silence. Be quiet. But yeah, so Lucasfilm have got their giant pavilion. It appears to be a resistance, maybe the ship, the giant thing. It's hard to work out. There's a big curtain covering some costumes. And
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
I think it's all going to be resistance-based. The costumes that you get to have selfies with and photos. But that was covered up, but someone gave me a little bit of a whisper about that. But yeah, Comic-Con, it is weird to go in there without all the people. Sometimes the crowds are a bit much, but without the crowds, no vibe. No vibe. So we've got about 2 hours to go, and then we're in. Very exciting. All right, now it's 5:03 and we're in Tony Medina, the Gonk Droids hotel room, ye olde hotel room again. And we're here with Blake and we're going to hear the many impressions of Blake.
I don't want to do this anymore.
Do your Saul Guerrero.
Gin!
All he says is,
gin! Boggle it!
And that's pretty much it.
Can you say, Jason Ward, my eyes used to be blue. What can we do?
Jason, my eyes used to be blue. What can we do?
Now do your Eric Struthers.
Hey guys, this is Eric Struthers for the Bad Motivators.
It sounds kind of like Dom too.
I'm just here at Comic-Con this week trying to check out some long necks. I saw myself a Mon Mothma over there. I'm going to go have to check that out. I'm going to send the kids in first because you know how that works.
I'm sorry, Eric.
I'm sorry.
All right, you guys. It is 5:43 and I don't know why, but it's already opened. And I was inside, so I immediately bolted to the Hasbro line, which I'm now in, and we're going to get toys. And somehow, I don't know how, but I'm in this line against this wall, and the guy next to me picks up on my accent, and it's George, who's also an Australian. How you doing, man?
Good, good. And yourself?
I'm so good. I'm thrilled that I'm going to get this Luke Skywalker figure that I've been waiting 2 years for.
Oh, really? 2 years? They've talked about releasing it for 2 years, have they?
Well, how could you do a Star Wars film with Luke Skywalker and not bring out a figure?
Yeah, but I didn't know whether it was going to be an exclusive. Did you?
They'll release it at Force Friday. They'll bring it out for regular, but I like getting the little... I've got the Stormtrooper and the Jyn Erso, so it's my little, you know, first look of the films.
Extras. They're great, aren't they? The added extras are great.
Yeah. So what brings you to Comic-Con? From Sydney?
Yeah, from Sydney. So this is my 16th year here.
Wow.
And I don't know. Now I come to catch up with friends. Yeah, I just come and catch up with friends.
Right, we're,
while I'm here, I might as well come to Comic-Con.
Right, we're about to move on, so we'll hold this up because it's getting a bit intense. All right, finally. It is about 7 p.m. The Hasbro line got interesting, but I don't have figures, but I've got a pass to get figures tomorrow. I can't go into it any more than that. But I'm here with Tony.
Hey, how's it going, everybody out there and wherever you're at?
And Blake.
Hey, guys.
And we're drinking some Yub Nub sodas.
Yeah. There'll be a lot of pictures of that later. Possibly mugshots.
Yeah. Possibly.
Yeah.
All right. And we're trying to find Jason. So.
Jason!
He's an exclusive Jason Ward. Let's try to find him. All right, you guys. It is 8:15. We are in the queue to get our selfie taken with Neum Numb.
I want to read this
Jason
to you.
In the Lucasfilm Pavilion.
His name is Kai Thernally, and it's a skillful fighter pilot of Abanita descent. Whatever his name is, flies as Poe Dameron's wingman following the evacuation of Dakar. So he looks just like his brother, Elo Asti. He looks just like him, but he's not.
I know, you got to explain, though, because people can't see.
Because, okay, it's Elo Asti, but it's not Elo Asti. It's everything you liked about Elo Asti, but not Elo Asti.
No, no. The bit that we didn't like was the dead bit.
Oh, you mean that Elo Asti's dead?
Yeah,
he's dead. And then Poe was just like, oh, you know what? Let's get another one of those choking Elo Astis to fly with me now.
But has he got a different helmet or anything like that?
I don't think so. I don't know. Jared said it was the same. Do you trust Jared?
You're so angry about this.
Yeah, it's the Sagra or Blue Eyes of 2017.
You're going to be watching the film going, you're dead to me.
You died. I saw you die. I saw you die.
And so, okay, so we're in. So we're in the Lucasfilm Pavilion. There is a resistance. Is this in the ship? Is this where we are, Jason? Is this the little scene?
Yeah, this is the resistance ship that I think they're going to be in a lot in the movie.
and we've got a Poe Dameron suit. We've got Neam Numb, Allo Asti reincarnated.
I'm still doing podcasts.
And BB-8, who's the same BB-8. All right, you guys, it is now 12:36. We're back in the apartment.
Woo-woo.
And we're here with the high definition.
The one and only.
Toshi Station.
How you doing?
I'm good. How is... this is your first Comic-Con.
It is, yeah. Yeah, I'm really excited. Yeah, so I've never experienced anything like this before, and I'm looking forward to seeing some crazy costumes, some crazy stands.
Yeah, because today is not really a costume day.
Yeah.
It's more of a giant, like, buying lots of boxes.
It seems that way. I've seen so many people come up with bags of just toys, it seems like, so I don't know.
Before I ever came to Comic-Con about 5 years ago, I never knew they made bags that big.
Me neither, until I saw, like, the Overwatch bags.
I saw your eyes light up when you saw that.
Yeah, of course. Overwatch for life. But yeah.
For life.
For life. Life. yes.
So is it because you're sort of new to the whole, the fandom and the conventions
yeah. and people dressing up and stuff? Yeah. Yeah.
What do you make of it all?
It's crazy to me. Like, I knew that this existed because I have so many friends, like, prior to this and meeting you guys that were like, oh, Comic-Con. And,
hey, we've all got friends, buddy. You have to brag about it.
I'm just saying. They kind of told me a little bit about it, but I didn't understand
it. I know other people than these two.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'll have to meet those people one day. but no, I had heard about it, but I didn't know it was as big as it is. So it's kind of amazing to see it. Yeah.
And what do you think of what the... Like, I always found the first time I came, the atmosphere, that there's so many people, but it's so mellow.
Like, I feel like everyone here is on, like, the same wavelength. I definitely thought it was going to be, like, more, like, I don't even know, like, crazy. Like, people are going to be, like, amped, like, screaming in the streets or something. But for the most I didn't really know what to expect. But,
hell yeah!
Like, yeah.
Streets!
Yeah. But it's definitely, like, everyone's on the same level here. Maybe it's because I'm new that I expected that, but everyone's pretty, like, chill. And yeah, the scene is definitely mellow.
There's a camaraderie.
It is. Yeah.
So do you have any, like, panels or events or stands?
That I want to see?
Yeah.
I definitely want to see Overwatch. I want to see if they're going to do something new with Doomfist.
So what are
the
they going
character.
But what are they going to do? Is there an Overwatch panel or is there...
You know, I'm not sure how it works. I know that Blizzard... is a part of that or whatever for Overwatch, but I'm not sure. I've never seen that kind of stuff, but I think that there might be a panel, and maybe, like, they'll show, like, a sneak peek of, like, the new character and what he does, his abilities, and, you know, such as
all I know is Overwatch is I once went to sleep to it.
Yeah, we put you to sleep with it. Yeah. It's, like, the best video game in the world. That's what it is.
What's the story? You're a robot running around? You're a man in a suit?
You know what? You're not a robot. I found that most of the characters are actually part Omnix, which is robot, basically. But it's basically showing how, like, people from all over the world have come together to fight for the greater good, which is the team Overwatch, similar to, like, the Avengers.
Okay.
And then some of them have pretty, like, biased opinions of... They don't get along with robots. Like, oh, they ruined my city. But the robots, some of them are good because they formulated their own sort of consciousness, I guess, towards, like, humanity. So it's, like, a really cool, diverse game and definitely one of a kind.
And who are they fighting, though?
Each other.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, it doesn't sound like they're coming together.
So, I mean, the team
well.
Composition can be made up of the same exact team on both sides, but it's who's better at the end of the day. Okay. Who heals better? Who's...
So it's humans versus humans.
Basically, and slight robots and hybrids. Sympathizers. And robot sympathizers and robot haters like Zarya.
Okay, so it's the robots and the robot friends versus the hater of the robots.
Exactly, yeah.
But
and during the game, you have a team made up of the two main groups of characters within the game Overwatch, which is Overwatch and Talon. Hey, Jason, it's Talon, right? The bad guys? Okay, so it's Talon, guys. So, yeah, you have this team player makeup combined of who you would consider in the comics, good guys and bad guys. But during the game, you can be on the same team.
So is there a comic?
There is a comic.
Is that where it started?
Yes, I believe so. I don't know all the history and the lore behind it, but yeah, I'm pretty sure.
You know when you asked Jason a question then about the Talon or whatever?
Yeah.
When he replied into an unplugged-in microphone that was on a stand.
You did. I just realized. Like my brain did a replay, and I just was like instant replay. He really did. He spoke into a mic that was not on. So Jason said, "Yeah."
What a pro! What about any TV?
Always on point, Jason.
Any TV shows or movies that you want to check out?
As far as what I've seen, I'm not sure if it was called Blight or Bright with Will Smith, and it looked like he had like a sidekick character who suffered from like third degree burns. I haven't even seen a preview for that on Netflix. So I'm excited because I just saw a banner for it, and I'm like, this is something I had no idea even existed or was coming out, and that looks interesting.
And it's a TV show with Will Smith.
It says a series, Netflix original series. So, and it's Will Smith. He looks like he's in a cop uniform, and then he has like a sidekick who looks like he has third-degree burns on all over his entire body, which is very interesting. So I'm like, I don't even know what that's about, but I want to see it.
So you're a big fan of burns.
Already. I have no idea what that character is, but yes, I support him 100%.
That's reassuring for him, I'm sure.
Yes, he'll do great.
What about the ones I want to go to, but there's just, I just think the investment's too long in Hall H, is there's going to be a Stranger Things
part two.
Yeah, and a Westworld panel back to back.
Oh, the panels. I didn't know about the panels until you just brought that up.
Yeah, so this is a giant room, like a convention.
I saw the picture for the panel, I think, but I didn't know that it was going to be a panel, that it was just like photography.
Yeah, like, you know, the room I pointed out to you before, when we're inside the Ballroom 20, and I remember I said that's the second most prestigious room.
Yes.
Yeah, so the other one, Hall H, is like twice as big as that. Mm-hmm. It's insane.
Jeez.
But people are like, they camp out over. That's how I met Jason and Randy. We're camping out overnight.
Oh. So it's a big world.
Yeah, to see the Star Wars panel 2 years ago. Yeah, so that's how I met him.
Mm-hmm.
Which is really weird.
Okay.
But I would like to see them, but I'm not sure.
Stranger Things definitely looked interesting to me because, like, from the poster that I saw, it looks like I didn't see the little ball-headed girl that was the main character. So I was like, maybe they're going to go in the direction of having a completely different plot, so it's unrelated to the first series. I'm not even sure the first season ended because I didn't watch it.
Oh, so you haven't seen it?
Yeah, I've only watched it, like, halfway through. So I'm like, does it end on a note where they could possibly go in the direction of a entirely new plot, or is it going to be connected because I didn't see her? But that would be kind of cool if they every season was like a different situation for these kids to face that was like supernatural.
Do you want to know? It's pretty out there.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, yeah, no, it's just
I don't mind.
It's a continuation.
Please do.
With those, all those characters are back.
Oh, it's a okay, so she's in it then.
Yeah.
Awesome.
I love her. Mm-hmm. She's so cool.
Yeah.
She's got a really good Instagram.
Oh.
Yeah, it's really, she's just funny.
Mm-hmm.
Just very... very smart little girl. Like, she just seems
naturally.
So, like, just at, like, sort of very, I don't know, just like
aware.
Oh, like, yeah.
Aware, ahead of her time.
Yeah, very socially aware.
Girl power.
And very well spoken.
Mm-hmm.
And then Westworld. Did you watch Westworld?
Oh, my God. Westworld. Now, that I could say is probably my favorite TV show that has ever ran.
Ever.
I could say that their plot, I could never, usually I'm very good at predicting what's going to happen. Everyone will say one thing. I'm like, no, this is what's going to happen. I'm right. With that show, I'm like, I have no idea what's going to happen. And if I could fathom a guess, which I have, it's nowhere near what I thought it was going to be.
Well, the cliffhanger of it at the end. It's,
Homie was a robot.
But, like, you know how all the robots...
Who was created with low-key a consciousness that he could maybe access? That was related to the original creator, right?
Yeah, but then right on the end when
and
there was...
And then the girl was his girl?
Yeah, but the last those last seconds where the robots had, you know, they were forming the uprising. And remember they came over the hill, like...
Why can't I remember that?
It's like the final shot.
And maybe my peak and my climax was different than, like, where you...
But so the robots had sort of... had started a rebellion, and they there was some, like, in...
Like, were they... Had they become aware? Kind of, like, a certain consciousness, their memories.
Yeah, and I think... what's her name? Jason Newton? She's in Westworld and Hansel. Fanny Newton.
Oh.
Like, her character had sort of led a revolt.
She was a part of the brothel.
Yeah.
Women.
Yeah.
Yes. And she was the first one that was like, I want to be made like this, and you're going to power me up to this. And
I have a certain awareness
of this, which just means that she supersedes even the humans around her, which is, yeah.
Yeah, so she had started the uprising in the final few seconds. There was, like, some human party, you know, part of the Disneyland or whatever event. And yeah, and then all the robots came over, and then that guy, the man in black guy, was sort of
he was like a younger character.
Yeah,
that like Loki fell in love with Homegirl.
Yes.
Who he now causes harm upon.
Yes.
I was like, this is really getting twisted, but it's a great storyline.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But the way that ended, it was sort of one of those things where you're like, I can't imagine what happens next.
Literally, yeah.
Because the whole show is going to flip.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like now,
and it's taken them, 2 years to actually put out, the next season?
Yeah, they skipped
from, the time of, the season finale.
Which hurts.
It does hurt, but then it makes you more like, it's going to be that good. Mm. It's going to be great.
Better be. Alrighty, well, that's our first day. It was
day one.
It was a little bit chaotic. I think there's a few segments that sort of end halfway because something very drastic happened and I had to scoot off. But tomorrow I'm interviewing Funko, so stick around for that. And all the gang will be popping in.
Mm-hmm.
Tashi will be around.
Yes, as always.
In the highest of definition. 4K.
4K.
4K all day.
All day.
And that's it for preview night, day one.
Sayonara.
Bye. May that force be with you.
Pew.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.